Hey, Chevra, the Torah tonight. A very special schus that we're learning Torah. Nishmas Mezedi Yitzchok Memoisha Akoyen. Whose yahrzeit is tonight. Hey, Tishrei. Second yahrzeit. And then the Chevra knows how special Mezedi was to me in my life. He was not just my grandfather, it was. You know, b'nei banim harei kebanim. Chazal teaches that grandchildren are like children. To some of us, grandfathers, grandparents are like parents. And my grandfather was mamish, like a father to me in so many ways. And taught me so much about Yiddishkeit and so much about life. And so much about what it means to how to treat people, every person you meet, with proper derech eretz. And it's a schus to be able to learn Torah Lila Nishmaso. His neshama should have an aliyah and shemayim. It should be a male joysher for each and every one of us, for my mishpacha, for God's klal Yisrael on these very important days. That we need all the tefillos we can get during these days of Yimei Hadin. And Mirz Hashem, Bekarav Mamish will be reunited with Mashiach Zidkeinu and Tchias HaMesim Bekarav Mamish.
Amen.
You know, we mamish entered into crunch time. I was thinking about how Yaakov Avinu, after learning his entire life, he had the schus, as I did, to be chavrusas with his grandfather, Avram Avinu, his father, Yitzchak Avinu. He's 63 years old, he's learning his entire life, it's time to go get married. He's on his way to Haran, and what does he do? We know, everyone knows, Chazal teaches, he stops by Yeshiva Shem Be'ever. He doesn't just stop by Yeshiva Shem Be'ever. He sits and learns day and night. And Chazal says he doesn't even lie down to go to sleep for 14 years. And it's crazy. Here's someone who's learned Torah his whole life, is going to continue to learn Torah. It's time to get married. He's told by his father to go get married. Another 14 years in Shem Be'ever, and during those 14 years, not even to sleep. What's Pshat? Pshat was that he understood it's his last opportunity. Yaakov Avinu understood that once I get married, I have responsibility. I have responsibility towards a wife. I have responsibility towards children. I have a chrayus in my life, and I can't sit and learn full-time in the way that I'm able to now. This is my last opportunity. It's my last opportunity. I have to grab onto that opportunity and make the most of every single moment in that opportunity. There are times in life that calls for us to grab onto the opportunity more than other times. And here we are, hey Tishrei, in the middle of Aser Shemei Tshuva, just a few days before the Heilige Yom Kippurim. And how is it not incumbent upon each and every one of us to feel the intensity, to grab on to these moments, every one of them, making the most of them, to push ourselves to not sleep per se, in making the most of every moment in our learning, in our davening, in the tshuva and the cheshbon nefesh that we should be doing. We have to understand how precious these days are. Go get me the Tanakh or a Yonah. I need a Yonah. You'll see the green Tanakh over there. We're preparing for Shabbos Shabbason. Shabbos Shabbason. Not just Shabbos as we are always tonight on an Erev Shabbos. Kodesh Shabbos. We're preparing already for Shabbos Shabbason. The Shabbos of all Shabbosim. The Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies. This is not Stam. It's not all Yom Tovim and all special occurrences need Achana. Achana for such an opportunity. Achana on a day of Shabbos Shabbason. Achana on the day that one time a year Kohen Gadol could walk into Kodesh Kedashim. One time a year. Now we know we don't right now. Maybe Bez Hashem will be Zoicha this year, but as we know it today, we don't have Beis Hamikdash. Kar of Mamish Bez Hashem. And not only do we not have a Beis Hamikdash, I think I'm the only Kohen over here in the room, and probability is I'm not the Kohen Gadol, I'm not going to be the Kohen Gadol. Nevinsol says Rav Katz is the Kohen Gadol, so we already know who the Kohen Gadol is. L'maisa, so we are not seemingly probability is having the opportunity to walk in Kodesh Kodashim. But if on this day, someone, a Yid, Kol Yisrael, even Zelazel, we're all so interconnected. We're all so interconnected, and he's going to, the Kohen Gadol could walk into Kodesh Kodashim. So it's Ki'ilu on some level, each and every one of us is able to walk into Kodesh Kodashim. Each and every one of us could walk in, he's representing each and every one of us. And each and every one of us.
This is what you found, you couldn't find.
Okay, we have over there. It's fine, it's good. So each and every one of us. You should. You could have brought a Yom Kippur machzor. Bring even a Yom Kippur machzor. Okay, I'll find after 1 minute. So Lemaisa, we're preparing for this holy day, for this Kaddish Digga day. The Kohen Gadol, he himself, when he would prepare to go into Kodesh Kodashim, the first mission in all of Yuma tells us 7 days prior, the Kohen Gadol, he would leave his home and start preparing. As the mission says, Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mibeso Lelishchis Parhedrin. 7 days before, he'd already leave his home and he'd go to this chamber, this special chamber, to start preparing for Yom HaKippurim. Are we preparing? We're already within those 7 days. We're less than 7 days away. Are we preparing? Are we doing the hachana? Are our days a yevada? It's true. In our Shemoneh Esrei, we're saying HaMelech HaKadosh and Zecheinu Chayim Michamocha on the times that we don't forget. And we're adding Avinu Malkeinu's, and our davening is a little different, but outside of that, okay, they're longer slichos, unless we daven in a minyan that skips through most of them, or we daven a minyan even worse, where it takes the times as they skip, but they say all of them, we're bestomach, that means they're not saying much. L'maisa, these are big, big days of achana. Each and every one of us, each and every one of us, we need to be preparing. I want to share tonight, Mamish HaTorah. It's based on a piece in the Shvilei Pinchas from many, many years ago when he on the Sfarim. What year is that one on the side over there? Can you see it? Tafshin Samach Tes. What year?
Tafshin
Ayin. In the years when the Shvilei Pinchas used to be big, at the Schus, Erev Rosh Hashanah, when I got back. Erev Rosh Hashanah, when I got back from Slichus, it's good. Erev Rosh Hashanah, when I got back from Slichus, it was late at night, which is early in the morning in Eretz Yisrael. So I had the schus to call the Shvilei Pinchas. I called them to get a bracha before Rosh Hashanah, but I called them also. I felt so important before Rosh Hashanah. I wanted to just give Akar Tov. Because ever since I've been learning his Svarim and giving over his Torah, my life's changed drastically. And I called him just to say thank you and to ask for a bracha for Rosh Hashanah, and also to ask if we'll Bez Hashem set up that we'll go to see him on Erev Yom Kippur, Mir Hashem.
Amen.
So listen as follows. But before we get to the Torah, I wanted to share a story. There was a time by Rav Meir of Premishlener. The Heiliger of Meir, a person in the Kilo once bought Mafter Yonah. He bought Mafter Yonah for a very, very large sum of money. He bought Mafter Yonah for a very large sum of money. Someone was telling me a few days ago they were in a shul once and Mafter Yonah was bought for $75,000. Some of the even places that it's even more than that, I don't know. But I wasn't surprised. So Rav Meir said to this individual, he said, what's so chashuv about Mafter Yonah? What's so chashuv about Mafter Yonah? So he said, you read in the Psukim, you look in the third parak already. So it talks about tshuva, and talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepting tshuva. V'ada, so it's encouraging us to do tshuva. V'ada, it's encouraging us to do tshuva. So he says no. The chashivas of Maftu Yoina is right early on, a few psukim in, and I'll read to you what the mayor said. It's when Yonah is on the boat. And the boat, we know what was going on. There was crazy storms, and it seemed like the boat was gonna tip over. Chvesnish vayikriv alav rav achovel vayomer lacha malacha nirdam. The captain of the ship came to Yonah, and he says, "What are you doing sleeping here? Kum karal alokecha ulay yisashesh alokim lanu v'lo noved." Get up, call out to your God. Maybe the God will save us. Maybe he won't allow us to perish. The chashivas of Maftu Yonah is malacha nirdam kum kra elokecha. Why are we sleeping? Why are we in our spiritual slumber? It's time to wake up already. Shkoyach, we had a nice Rosh Hashanah. Each and every one of us, we had a nice Rosh Hashanah, and we were in shul, and they sang nice songs, and we sang, and maybe we had some good Shmon Esrays, and but what are our days been since then? Kum. So let's prepare for Yom Kippur. Let's understand, because again, as we said, Mehelig Tzadikim, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, one day a year, then Kohen Gadol, who was representing each and every one of us, was able to go into Kodesh Kedashim, and he had to prepare for that. But we have to understand what happened in Kodesh Kedashim. I'm not talking about the Ketoros that he brought and that. But what really happened in Kodesh Kedashim? Listen, this mamash is unbelievable. Because it wasn't just a time to go into Kodesh Kedashim and see the Aron and see the Kruvim, which was probably unbelievable, right? Imagine just to see the Kruvim. We're so excited when we walk in Yerushalayim in the Old City and we see the golden menorah, whether they'll use it, they won't use it. It's something unbelievable just to see, and it's exciting to have a little bit of a shemetz, a taste, a tam of Beis HaMikdash. Maybe out of my cousin, Chaim Dov, who just got back from Uman today. So Chaim Dov, he was showing me earlier, showing me pictures and videos from Uman. Mamish looks crazy. I mean, Mamish like, I mean, obviously none of the videos are on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is probably very beautiful, but the before and after, all the videos you see.
It was a nice edited video
from
Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, they said it's supposedly a guy.
I don't want to know. I'm not asking questions. I don't know, but. But Lamaisa, forget about Rosh Hashanah. But he showed the before and after. Before and after, it just looks wild. Looks crazy. You know, it's like, you know, like the whole strip. When you walk up to Lag BaOmer to Meron, but just to walk up till you get to the Kever,
yeah.
It looks like that, like a whole week. I don't know. It's like mamish wild. But he showed me one place they had this guy who had these special chvestish, these like 3D goggles, but more than goggles, it takes over like your whole head, like a zach, like a virtual reality. And this guy created what are they?
Not a drone.
No, virtual reality. You put it on, like you go on it, and you're in. And the guy created this virtual reality of the third Beis HaMikdash. And you put this on, and you could walk as if you're walking through and seeing, as if you're in there, in the third Beis HaMikdash. Mamish in third Beis HaMikdash. And yet it was $10 for like a 15-minute zach where you get to walk around. I don't know if you bring
money.
I don't know if you bring karbonos, if you light menorahs. I don't know if maybe that's extra money if you want to already do that. Who gets to walk into Kodesh Kedashim? I'm not sure. Are you allowed to walk into Kodesh Kedashim in virtual reality? Maybe on Yom Kippur. I don't know. All the tefillas, I don't know. Chvestish, but Levi's, don't worry, the mikvah's everywhere.
Oh, show me. Yeah.
They have a special, he showed me, his mikvah is a rubber ducky mikvah. They have rubber duckies, MS, in the Breslov Institute.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. It's called the rubber ducky mikvah. There's a big sun on the sun, rubber ducky mikvah. And there are the tiles, you have rubber ducky tiles, and they put rubber duckies in the mikvah. Don't ask questions. I'm not sure what it symbolizes. Maybe it's in Lakut Aran somewhere, I'm not sure. But anyways, Lamaisa. Lamaisa, listen up. Here we go. Lamaisa, imagine what it was. Kohen Gadol walking into Kodesh Kedashim. Let's get serious. Let's talk. Pre Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol walking into Kodesh Kedashim. But you have to understand what it was. And I want to read you Gemara. I want to read you Gemara and Brachos. And the Gemara you all know. It's a little bit before your generation, but I think this song maybe you still know. from Avram Fried. Avram Fried sang to the song Tanya. Chaver knows the song Tanya? Tanya. Right? Chaver knows it? I'm a Rabbi Yishmael, then Elisha. I'm not going to sing it now, but, right? So he says as follows. It's a Gemara in Brachos, Av Zayin. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says the following. Pam achas nichnasti l'achter k'tores lifnai v'lifnim. Rabbi Shmuel kohen gadol. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha kohen gadol. He says, one time I entered in to bring k'tores lifnai v'lifnim in the Holy of Holies. V'r'isi akatriol ko Hashem tzvakos. He saw Akatriel Ko Hashem Tzvakos. All that just means he saw Hashem. Akatriel, the Shita Mekbeta says it's one of the Shemos to talk about Hashem. The Chadush HaGadol explains it's just a representation of the Keser Elyon of Hashem. Whatever that exactly means. L'maisa, what Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol is telling us, that when he walked in Kodesh Gashem, he literally saw Hashem. He was with Hashem. We all know, whatever it means, that Moshe Rabbeinu of all the Nevi'im saw Hashem, right? We know that, or saw at least the back of Hashem. And all the other Nevi'im just had Nevu, had prophecy, had dreams, they didn't see Hashem, they didn't talk Hashem, Bas Makarim Ira. But here we have a Beferish Gemara in Brachos, that Rabbi Shmuel says when he walked into Kodesh Kodashim, Re'isi, it says, I saw, not I felt his presence, like we can sometimes, hopefully. Re'isi akatriel ko Hashem tzvakos, shu yoshiv akisei ram v'nisa. He saw God sitting on his throne. You hear this? If I told you this, I wasn't just reading a Gemara, you say I'm crazy, walk out because it can't be, only Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm reading a Gemara in Brachos, and you know it. Fine, you don't know a Gemara in Brachos? Go listen, Avraham Fried sings about it. That's it. He saw God. You hear this? So we're about to enter into that same day. When a Kohen Gadol, representing the Moses, was in Kodesh Kodashim with HaKodesh Baruch Hu, with Hashem. Okay, you want to see? Okay, that was only Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Maybe it was only him. You say, right? Maybe it was only him. So I'll read you the Yerushalmi and Yumach of Zion Med Aleph. The Yerushalmi says as follows: Arboim Shana Shimesh Shimon Hatzadik as Yisrael B'Kuna Gedoyla. Shimon Hatzadik. Hey, everyone knows who Shimon Hatzadik is. He's buried right outside the old city over there. Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohen Gadol, for 40 years was serving as Kohen Gadol. U'b'shana achrona, his last year, Amar Lehem, b'shana azos animes. Shimon HaTzadik said to everybody, I'm going to die this year. Amar lo me'echen ata yodea. How do you know you're going to die this year? Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was going to die that day. On the day that he died, which is this week's Parsha Vayelech, maybe we'll talk about the 5-minute Torah. I don't really know what we're talking about the 5-minute Torah yet. We'll get there. He says, I'm going to die this year. So they said, how do you know that? Amar Lehen, I'm reading your Shalmi. Kol Shana Vishana, every year, Sheyisi Nichnas Lebeis Kodesh Kodashim, when I'd enter into the house of Kodesh Kodashim, Zokein Echad Lavash Levanim, Va'atav Levanim, Nichnas Imi V'yotzi Imi. There was this man, an old man, wearing all white, wrapped in white, they would go in and out with me. This year, nichnasimi, he went in with me, v'lo yatsimi, he didn't come out with me. That's it, my life is over. So they say to him, Ravo, v'ksiv v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, b'vol l'chaper b'kodesh ha'tseiso. The Pasuk in Achremo says that when Kohen Gadol went into Kodesh Kedoshim, no one else is allowed to be in the ba'ol moed who can go in with you. And goes on, by the way, afilo osin shekasabam v'demus p'nei adam lo yeh ba'ol moed. Even those who in Yecheskel says their face looks like the face of man, which is referring to Malachim, even Malachim can't be there. So who's that person you were with? People are not allowed to be there, Malachim are not allowed to be there. Beferish pasuk in Achremos. What do you mean you went in with a guy with an individual, a guy, a zokein, an older that's white? Listen to what he says back. Ma'omer li da'ave barnosh. Did I say that it was a man? Ani omer ha'kadosh baruch hu haya. It was a kadosh baruch hu. Mamish, when Kohen Gadol would walk into Kodesh Kedoshim, he'd be in Kodesh Kedoshim literally with the Eibishter. Literally with the Eibishter. Do you understand the day we're about to enter into? And I know you're thinking, okay, but we're not Kohen Gadol, and we don't have Beis HaMikdash. But this is a day where it was possible for a human being, one of us, to walk into the Makom, the holiest of holies, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu present. It's Gemara in Brachos, it's Gemara in Yuma, in Yerushalayim Yichav Zayin. I'm reading you Gemaras. Do we understand the Kayach of this day? And do we understand that he's, the Kohen Gadol is representing all of us? So a shtickle, a little bit of each of us has that potential as well. A little bit of each of us on this day can be with Hashem. Literally be in His presence. Do you hear this, Chevra? But then we have to understand, how could it be? It doesn't make so much sense. How could the Kohen Gadol do that? Mamash, the biggest Nevi'im couldn't do that. Even Moshe Rabbeinu saw his back. Here it doesn't even seem to be, he saw him sitting on the throne. Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Shimon HaTzadik, 40 years, every year. He's walking in and out with the Eibishter. So this is a Medrash of Yikar Abach of Aleph. We have to understand, because the Medrash goes through the whole story with Shimon HaTzadik. It's really almost word for word what I just read you, so I'm not going to reread it from the Yerushalmi of how Shimon HaTzadik went in and out with this older man. But then the Medrash says, Amar Rav Avo, the same Rav Avo who said a Malach can't, just remember this, the same Rav Avo who said a Malach can't be in Kodesh Kedoshim or in Beis HaMikdash, asked the Kohen Gadol lo Adam Haya. Meaning, how could the Kohen Gadol... I'm sorry, I read that. Let me put a better way of singing it. The Kohen Gadol lo Adam Haya. Meaning, the Medrash says, Rav Avo says, what about the Kohen Gadol himself? If the Pasuk says that a man can't be in there, wasn't the Kohen Gadol a man? How is he allowed to be in there? The Medrash says in Vayikra, how is the Kohen Gadol allowed to be in there? So it says, El Kehud Amar Rav Pinchas, Rav Avo continues, Rav Pinchas says, B'shoshay Ruach HaKodesh Ruhi Alav HaYapanav Bo'aretz Kalapidim Alav. That basically, at that point, it was like he was burning, seemingly like some angelic being. He wasn't a person at that point. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was not even a person. The problem is as follows. He was like an angelic being. He was a celestial being. So that's why he was able to be there in the presence of the Eibishter. The problem is as follows. Now listen closely. So what? How does that help? We said already, it was Rav Avo himself who said, a Malach can't be there. We said already in the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Chav Zayin and Yuma, that even a Malach couldn't be there. So who cares if he's Mamish Kemalach, if he's a walking Malach? How could he be in the presence of Hashem? How could he be in Kodesh Kedoshim? How was the Kohen Gadol able to be there in such a way? So listen to the words of Reb Tzadok in Pri Tzadok, in Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur Zayin. He asked this question. Reb Tzadok asked, he doesn't understand, how is it possible, whether you come textually based on the Pasuk Nachremos, whether you just come Yisvara, how could it be that Kohen Gadol could be in Kodesh Kedoshim, and not just in Kodesh Kedoshim, as we see from the Gemaras, in the presence of Hashem, Mamish. We're all obviously in the presence of Hashem. Gam Kielch B'Geis Amaz Lo Yirah Ki Atri Madi, but that's Hargosha, and that's Shechina, and that, but Mamish seeing Hashem, B'chvodo V'atmo, Aniv Lo Malach, Aniv Lo Saraf, how is it possible? On this day, listen closely. Because that misses all of us have to understand this. Not because just we have to understand the Chazals, and we have to understand how Kohen Gadol was in Beis HaMikdash and in Kodesh Kedoshim and with Hashem. Because each and every one of us, if Kohen Gadol was able to, each and every one of us on this Yom Kippur could do the same. Oh, but there's no Beis HaMikdash. There is Beis HaMikdash. There's Beis HaMikdash Shomala that still exists. And each and every one of us has, if the Kohen Gadol was able to, it's a chelik, he's our leader, we can as well. And we have to prepare for this. So how can we? Listen to the words of the Pri Tzadik. Acha inyan, I'm reading you from the Pri Tzadik. A inyan sha Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol, b'chnisasol l'koidesh ha-kdoshim, when he would enter into the Kohen Gadol, lo haya lo shum guf, he didn't have a guf anymore. Shayis pashtus agashmis, He completely got rid of any physicality, any materialism. He was merely only a soul. Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Listen to the follows. I'll continue, I'm skipping some lines. Aval Kohen Gadol Kishenichlus Kodesh Gashem Sham Nispashem Mikol Geshem Beguf. He did away with any physicality, materialism, or body. Vayirak Nishama V'lo Guf Vayiner Hashem Nishmas Adam V'lo Haya B'chlal Adam. He was no longer considered a person, but listen closely. Afilu me'osun shekazav emadus p'nei p'nei adam. Even like those referring to a malach, he wasn't a malach, because that's our question. Even a malach's not allowed. Shahaya az is in the words of Rav Tzadok, in the Vayisrael, the Kashan of Magus, and similarly, Shahaya az gadol mi'malach. He was greater than a malach. Sure, a malach's not allowed in there. A person's not allowed in there. But the Kohen Gadol was greater than a malach at that point. And he continues, Mitam Zendikar, Kohen Gadol, B'chol Seder Yom, he's always called in the Seder Yom of Yom HaKippur, Ishe Kohen Gadol. It's not Adam Kohen Gadol, Ishe. Shumelashon Eish, he was a fire. Shehazer Kohen Gadol, Eish Oichla, Eish Nishmasa B'lo Guf. A fire consumed him, he was only a neshama without a guf. Whenever you hear this, so Kohen Gadol, who was a person like each and every one of us, he was Basar V'dam. On this day, he reached a level not just Kamalach, above a Malach, a Neshama B'li Guf. How? What did Reb Tzadok say? How? He said how. Hispashtus Hagashmias. That's all he said. Hispashtus Mikol Geshem V'Guf. He left the world of physicality. He left materialism. He left Taiva. What do we do every single Yom Kippur, each and every one of us? We fast. We don't eat. We don't drink. We don't bathe. We don't wear regular shoes. We try, so very many explain, we try to be like a malach. Here we're understanding much deeper. We're not trying to be like a malach. We're trying to be above a malach. We're trying to be kulo neshama. Because if I'm kulo neshama, then it makes so much sense I could suddenly meet God. Why? Because the neshama is chelek elokami mal mamish. Of course that can meet God. Likes attract. And when I'm only a neshama, suddenly I can meet up with Hashem. But when I'm steeped in taiva, when I care about the gashmias of this world and the taivas of this world, and I slip on some level in my shmir sanayim, and I slip in how much taiva I have for achila, and taivas nashim, and taivas mamon, all the taivas in the world that I care about, temptations towards having luxuries and physical luxuries and all the other temptations, I'm being a goof. Of course I can't meet up with God. Of course I can't experience Yom Kippur in the way that I should be experiencing Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol, we said for 7 days he left his bias, which was a representation. I'm preparing to leave Kulo Gashmi. To be a Neshama Dekayir. A Neshama Dekayir means greater than a Malach. Are we ready for that? It takes a lot. We have to prepare for that. Hopefully we started preparing for that. You know, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. It's a discussion. It goes back and forth. The Gemara and Daf Chav Vav Mebeis. Talking about the shofar of Rosh Hashanah and the shofar of Yom Kippur, of Yovel of Yom Kippur. And what they should be, what shapes they should be, but I believe it's Shitas or Yehuda, if I'm not mistaken, that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah should be bent, and the shofar of Yom Kippur, of Yovel, should be straight. So I think I saw this originally in the Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander explains, what's the difference? Why is the shofar of Rosh Hashanah supposed to be bent, and then the shofar of Yom Kippur should be straight? On Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to be bending over, being mevat ourselves to recognize there's a Melech Malchem Lachem. And when I have to recognize there's a king above me, I bend over to that king with anivus, with humility. Chazal say any bracha without malchus is not a bracha. If I don't have kingship, there's no bracha. What does the word bracha mean? Baruch is milashon berchayim, my knees. I bend over to be mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it has to be bent to show that I'm being mamlich Hashem. On Rosh Hashanah, by the way, if you paid good attention, there's no talk about my chatoim. There's no talking about any needing slicha, mechila, kapara. There's no mention Rosh Hashanah. In fact, I saw this year, I had the first big schus this year to use a new machzer. I used the machzer mesoiku mitoku dvash, machzer of Daniel Frisch, of his Torahs, and a lot of Zohar. It's a siddur that I use every day. But they finally this year came out with the machzer Rosh Hashanah. So I never saw this before, but it brings down from that Arizal that in the Avinu Malkeinus of Rosh Hashanah, any of the Avinu Malkeinus that mention Chatoim, like the first Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Levanecha, we don't say it. You don't say it, you skip that. Avinu Malkeinu, all the Malkeinus of Slicha and Chatanu Levanecha, Rosh Hashanah, you don't say them. You shouldn't say them. I'll show you in the Machzor, it's amazing. Because on Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention our sins. We're not going there. On Rosh Hashanah, we just be Mamlech Hashem. We recognize how great Hashem is, and putting that upon us and being Mevat ourselves to Eibishter. Once we do that, we're ready to now enter into Yom Kippur. And once we realize that the Melech Machem Lachim, now suddenly I realize I need to come fully clean to this Melech. I need to wipe myself clean. So the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is bend over and bending. Shofar of Yom Kippur is straight. Because what is that a symbol of? I'm coming completely clean. I'm doing my vidoy. I'm confessing everything. I'm revealing myself completely. Because that's the only way I can wipe myself clean is if I admit to all that I've done. The Megillus Esther, which is Megala, that which is Hester, revealing that which is hidden, is read Ki Igeris, like an opened up letter. You ever see the way the Baal Kori first opens it up? We have to open it up to reveal it. We have to reveal that which is hidden. When I stand up straight and I straighten myself up, I'm revealing all that's hidden. Now, once I was bent over by Rosh Hashanah, now I'm revealing it all. I'm letting it all out. Because that's how I can get rid of all the gashmi, admitting to all that's filth within me, so I can cleanse myself and be ready to be that not an adam, but yost greater gadol mimalach mamish. Are we ready to do that? Are we ready to admit and to cleanse ourselves as we prepare during these last few days to then greet the Rabbon Shalom on Yom Kippur? Imagine the opportunity we have to walk into Kodesh Kedoshim and greet the Rabbon Shalom, each and every one of us, like a Shmuel Kohen Gadol. Like a Shimon HaTzadik, on that one day. I think that's what Pshat is in Vidoy, by the way. Listen closely. I don't know if I've shared this with some of you before. If you open up a Rambam, the Rambam says, what's the core, the Iker of Vidoy? The Iker words of our confessions are three words. What are the words? Anyone know? The Rambam paskins this Kalach as well. What words? Aval Anachnu Chatanu. Just those three words. For years I thought about this. It doesn't make any sense. If we're going to contract and we're going to try to break down and minimize, get to the core of the words of what Vidoy should be. And I wanted to, okay, fine, shkoich, I don't need to go every prat and every achet, and those are all important, but just the Iker should be karim. Why aval anachnu chatanu? It should just be anachnu chatanu. The word avol doesn't make any sense. The word avol doesn't add anything to say anach lechano, we sinned. Avol anach, but we sinned. Does that mean anything different? In fact, what's the word avol? The word avol is just a transitionary word. If you stop and think about it, right? Because what the word avol is only because prior to that we said, don't say sadikim anachnu v'lochatanu. None of us should say we're such sadikim and we didn't sin. Avol anachnu chatanu, but we've sinned. But if you already cut out the first statement, because I'm trying to constrict and make it the smallest amount of words possible, the core, I took away the sadikim anachnu. Why is the word avol still there? So anachnu chatanu, we sinned. What's the word avol? What's pshat? I saw Svarim talk about this, and I saw different answers. I never was at peace. One, if you look, avol means brum, in truth. It doesn't mean the word but, it means in truth we've sinned. Of course, if I'm saying we sinned, then in truth we sinned. What's that? Why does that change anything? So I want to suggest, Lanias Deity, the following. I've said this before, I don't remember at this table or in other places, but listen closely, Chavra. I think it's, you saw this for this Yom Kippur. Why does a person sin? When does a person sin? I don't mean those that are mamish, not holding and not wanting to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but those of us that are B'nai Torah, that are Bardas, that want to be close to Hashem, but we fall at times. What's happening when we fall? What happens when we fall? How could it be possible that we fall? You know what happens? You know what we do? This is what I believe. Most of the cases. Again, there's obviously other, I'm stereotyping, but most often it follows. We have our neshama. And a neshama wants to be kulo kedusha. Neshama is kulo kedusha. But then we do have our guf. And our guf is physical. Our guf is tied down to all the physicalities of the world, all the temptations of this world. And our guf wants to look at all different types of things that we're not supposed to be looking at, and wants to eat all the time, wants to sleep, and is lazy. And so Baruch Hashem, for most of us, our neshama, we're in touch with our neshama, we're connected to the neshama, and generally our neshama is going to win out, and we put our guf to the side. But then when our guf gets very strong, which it does at times, our guf's getting strong. So now what? Now what? So now I have a struggle, and we've all had these struggles. If our neshama eventually wins, great, our neshama won, we didn't fall, right? But then if our guf wins, those of us that are care a little bit and are close to Hashem, we're not just going to let our guf win. Because if we let our guf win, it's going to be crazy, terrible guilt. We know at the moment, I'm not going to let myself, because I can't be doing that. It's not what a ben Torah does. I'm a ben Torah. I learn, I daven, I can't be looking at this. I can't be sleeping now when I should be in minyan already. I can't be. So what do we do then at that moment? What is we play a psychological game with ourselves. And that's the moment where there's something that was created by the Ribbono Shel Olam in the human mind called rationalization. And we'll suddenly convince ourselves, and we'll say to ourselves, but it's okay for now because of this reason. You know, Lemaisa, so Chvesta, she should really be getting up to go to a 7 o'clock minyan, and that way have time after minyan to learn for 2 hours, because you know that you're going to be very busy the rest of the day. And then it's the next morning, and your alarm goes off, and you could get up. But you went to sleep very late because you were helping your friend with something. He had an issue, so you stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning. But it's okay, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that was important, and let me get a little bit more sleep. And you convince yourself that you're a tzaddik for sleeping now, because then also, when you help your mother, you're going to be much more aware, and you're going to be much stronger and if you go to 9 o'clock minyan. And then, Ichvesnish, you know, Lemaisa, you want to talk Lashon Hara, And your goof wants to really talk it and say it to this friend, but then you know you shouldn't be, and you're struggling. You come up with the rationalizations. If I don't say it now, I'll probably say it with a lot more people later. So it's a mitzvah that I should say it now to this guy. It's going to be much better. I'll get it out. You say, but it's okay. Our mind is amazing. Comes up with all different rationalizations. I shouldn't be looking at this on my phone right now. I know I can't. I shouldn't be looking at it. It's not good for me to look. I'm not going to look at it. You know what, just this one time, let me get it out of my system, because if I hold back now, probably every day the rest of the week I'm going to end up looking at it. So if I look at it this time, it's just going to be okay, because that will help me for the rest of the week. And we have amazing rationalizations. And what does every rationalization start with? One word, but. But this happened. But that happened. But this happened. But it's better for me for this reason. So comes Yom Kippur. And comes Yom Kippur, we each and every one of us are trying to come clean and trying to prepare to be that, not an Adam, but Godol Mimalach. So how do I become Godol Mimalach? As the Pritzadik says, I have to cleanse myself from all the gashmis and all the type and everything else. So I have to do vidoy. I have to stand up straight. I was bent over, now I'm standing up straight. And what do I say? I say, Avol Anachnu Chatanu. Not but we've sinned, but maybe avo anachnu chatanu, with the word but anachnu chatanu, we've sinned. We're finally admitting the source of our sinning and coming clean and saying no more rationalizations, no more excuses. Stand up straight and cleanse ourselves and be godol mimalach. Thus is our avoda as we walk into Yom Kippurim. That's what our avoda is. And if we do our part and we do what we need to be doing, Hashem's going to do the rest. And we have to believe in that as well. We just have to show the Ribbono Shel Olam come clean and say vidoy properly, avol anachnu chatanu, and be nispashet hageshem haguf, and I'll be godol mimalach, and the rest is going to be history. And we see that in the last Mishnah in Yuma as well, the famous Mishnah, which we've darshan in different ways. But I want to share you how the Sifzei Chaim darshan. It's unbelievable. Amar Rav Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael. Lifnei mi atem mitar umi mitar eschem avichem shvayim. First question, what's pshat? Lifnei mi atem mitar umi mitar eschem. You have to go from both angles. What kind of poetry is this in a Mishnah? In front of who do we purify and who purifies us? Just say, who purifies us? Or in front of who do we purify? Same thing, just both ways around. Rabbi Kiva knew we're going to turn it into this beautiful song. I'm Rabbi Kiva, so that it has to be poetic. That pshat, maybe. Lamaisa Bistami had Ruach Kodesh and knew that it's going to be the song of all of Lag Vayomer, and it's going to be, and therefore it has to be poetic. It could be that's part of it, by the way. I won't put it past Rabbi Akiva that that was part of it. Halavai, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu thought the Torah should have been given through Rabbi Akiva. I mean, Lamaisa Bistami, he knew it was going to be a song. That's not something so to put past Rabbi Akiva. But anyways. Havals Gematria Lag. It's true, okay. Not sure where you're going with that, but it's all good. Anyways, Lamaisa. So why both ways? And then he quotes two psukim.
He's back.
Then he quotes two psukim. Vizarakta Chnaim Torim. Kadosh Baruch Hu sprinkles upon us purifying waters. And Mikvah Yisrael Hashem. Why the two psukim? If you remember, we've given over Torah from Rav Palm on this tremendous Torah. Not for right now. I believe I saw this in Sif Zechayim. And he says as follows. Lifnei mi'atim mitarim is your avodah. You have to put in. You're good. Lifnei mi'atim mitarim. In front of who are you going to purify? And then umi mitar eschem, who purifies you? Meaning what? Rabbi Kiva is teaching us that we have to put in our hishtadlus. We have to work hard. We have to try to be mitar ourselves. And if lifnei mi atem mitarim, if you put in the tara, umi mitar eschem, who's going to purify you? Hashem is going to purify us. And that's what we see in the psukim as well. What's the difference between a mikvah and mizrach le'machem tarim? For a mikvah, you have to jump into the mikvah. It doesn't happen by itself. You're not passive, you're active. You have to go into the mikvah. So we have to first go into the mikvah. We have to do our hishtadlus. Then vizarak lechemayim torim, Hashem will sprinkle us with purifying waters and be mitar us. Haba letar mesayinu, so Hashem will do the rest. Don't think we have to do it all ourselves. We have to put in our hishtadlus. We have to do what we could do. But let's remember, when we walk into that mikvah, you can't walk into a mikvah if you have chatzitzas on you. If you're steeped in gashmias and taiva, you can't walk into a mikvah. To walk into the mikvah of Yom Kippur, we have to rid ourselves of all our taiva and all our gashmias, and realize that if we do that, we have the opportunity to be gadol mimalach, like kain gadol on Yom Kippur and Kodesh Kodashim, and mamish greet the Rabbona Shalom b'chvaydo v'atzmo. Let's just end with a story. It's a very powerful story. There's a lot of lessons you can learn from the story. I've heard it a few times. I don't remember if I've ever said it over in a shir. Yonison, you'll tell me if in the olden days I ever said over the story. And there's a lot of different lessons you could take, but I want to bring a specific one tonight. It was by the Balatanya. And there was a yid before Yom Kippur that was taken captive by the Balatanya. And there was another yid, Rav Hillel, and Rav Hillel wanted to do whatever he could to try to do Pidgin Shvuyim. Try to save this Jew, get him out of jail, and specifically wanted to get him out from this pirates, get him out before Yom Kippur. And it's Mamish Erev Yom Kippur, and he goes around, he's trying to collect, but everyone's very poor. How much did he collect? A little bit here, a little bit there. So he decided he's going to go to the local bar. There were very wealthy people hanging out and drinking. Maybe they'd have a soft heart, maybe they'd be sensitive. You know, they're a little bit under the influence. He goes to the bar and he starts telling the situation. And of course, this is a yid. They weren't looking to and not caring to help him. But then one of them says to him, "Listen, I'll do something for you." He wanted to play a little game with this yid. This is Erev Yom Kippur. And it's in the afternoon already. He takes a big cup like this. It's a full cup. Fills it to the top with vodka. He says, "If you put down this whole cup right now, I'll give you 50 rubles." That's Erev Yom Kippur. The last thing you want to do going into Yom Kippur is going into Yom Kippur drunk. But you know what this yid, Pidgin Shvuim, takes the cup, drinks the whole thing down, and he's given 50 rubles. Now another guy saw this happen, said, "You know, let's continue this game." He comes with another cup, mamish full of vodka at the top, says, "If you drink this cup, I'll double it." And this yid, he mamish takes down the second cup. At this point, his head's spinning. He doesn't know what's going on anymore. But he knows deep down somewhere he's got to get this money. And person after person plays this game with him. And mamish, he came up with all the money he needed to be paid to this captive. He walks out, hobbles out, could hardly stand on 2 feet. He's seeing stars. He's mamish drunk as could be. Mamish drunk in stupor, but he has the money. He somehow finds his way to the pirate's house, and he's paid the captive. He redeems him before Yom Kippur. But now it's already very close to Yom Kippur. And he's seeing like double and triple, but he's seeing like kittles everywhere. Maybe it was one person, four people, he doesn't even know. And people already walking, getting ready for Yom Kippur. He realized he missed Suda, he missed everything, he didn't prepare. But it's Yom Kippur, he's got to go, so he just makes his way. This Rav Hillel, he finally makes his way straight to the shul. And he gets to the shul. And he walks in and he like stinks like alcohol. And imagine Kol Nidre night. Everyone's Kol Nidre night. They start bringing out Sefer Torah. Everyone's under their kittel, their talesim. And here's this Yid Rav Hillel, and he stinks like alcohol, a drunkard. He's mamish falling all over the place, and finally falls into his seat. And mamish falls asleep. Yom Kippur night. And Kibbutz going, and they're davening, and eventually it's Kol Nidre, and then it's Slichlis, and the Aron's open, and he wakes up. And he sees it's nighttime, and the Aron's open, and the Torah is, and he was in such a drunk and stupid, he didn't know what's flying. He thought for a moment, it must be Simchas Torah. Must be Simchas Torah. And Rav Hillel, so he goes up, he gets up from his seat, he goes straight up to the Aron Kodesh, and Imamish puts his arms out and says, Atore Soladas, Ki Hashem Hu Elohim, Ein Od Milvado. Imamish, Atore Sa. And Imamish, they want to throw him out. This is Kol Nidre night. They're mamish davening with tears flowing down their cheeks, and he's screaming at Taresa. And a few people go and they literally pick him up to throw him out of the shul. And the Baal Tanya stops. And the Baal Tanya, mamish knew everything, of course. And the Baal Tanya says, "You don't understand that we're sitting here and we have to daven and we have to beseech the Rabbona Shalom for kapara and for slicha. This Yid Rav Hillel." This Yid Rav Hillel, because of what he went through today, he was able to pass over all of Yom Kippur and pass all over through all of Sukkot and all the Tshuva Me'av of Sukkot after the Tshuva Me'ira of Yom Kippur. And he's already at Simchas Torah. He's already at Einel Milvado. He doesn't need what we need. He's above and beyond all of us. Let him be. What pshat? There's a lot of ways to look at the story. But Bederech, what we're discussing tonight, maybe you could say, the Mesiras Nefesh is Rav Hillel specifically is interesting in his getting drunk. In specifically in an area of getting drunk. He was Meister Nefesh. He gave up his whole Yom Kippur. He gave up his Sukkot. He gave up Who Knows the Chvesnisht. Well, at least it's Yom Kippur. Stomach got over it by Sukkot. But Lamaisa, he gave up his Yom Kippur. Gave up his Kol Nidre. To help another Yid, Vada, that's the lesson. But maybe also there's something in behind the message that he got drunk. What happens when an individual gets drunk? And he got drunk, B'kdusha V'tara, for all good reasons, obviously. When you get drunk, there's Hispashtus Aguf. I don't even know I have a body anymore. My body doesn't matter, I'm cool on the Neshama. Nichnas Yayin V'yatza Sod. He got it. He was able to have his Fashtus Aguf, his Fashtus Gashmi. He was in a different world. He was Kulo Neshama. Nichnas Yayin V'yatza Soid. That's our Avodah. So we can't do it through getting drunk. It's not Purim. Yom Kippur, it's not Purim. It's not our Avodah now. But it's the same. Purim and Yom Kippur is one in this way. It's the same Yisoid. We just do it in different ways. So now we have to do it without getting drunk. We have to do it with a clear head. And we have to decide we're going to get rid of all the gashmis and all the taiva. I'm going to stand up straight and clear myself. No more rationalizations, no more aval. And we'll be ready to greet the Rabbi Nishalom in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch Hu Shvi Zoicha this year, not just in theory and mind, but to have a Kohen Gadol again, to have a Beis HaMikdash again. And each and every one of you should be Zoicha, the Gemar Chassima Toiva, Gugabans Yor, a year of Simcha, a year of Bracha, a year where all your tefilsim, Mekayim, Mekabel, for each and every one of us, Beprat, for all of Klal Yisrael, Bechlal, Mizoicha, Demshiach, Tukenu, Bimheira, Biyameinu.
Amen. Amen.